Chapter 5. A Fight and a Kiss. I went to Miss Havisham's often after that, and always Estella treated me as if I were no more than a dog in disgrace, and always, for some reason, I longed to win her favour. Then there came a day when, as she and I were on our way upstairs, we met a gentleman coming down.
"What have we here?"
asked the gentleman, stopping and looking down at me. "A boy," replied Estella. He was a big man, with an exceedingly large head that was bald on the top. He took my chin in his hand and turned up my face to have a look at me in the candlelight. His eyes were set very deep in his head and were sharp and suspicious, and he had thick black eyebrows that wouldn't lie down.
"Boy of the neighbourhood, eh?" he said. "How do you come here?"
"Miss Havisham sent for me, sir," I answered.
"Well, behave yourself," he said. "Do you mind me? Behave yourself."
With these words, he went on down the stairs. There was not much time to consider what the man had been doing there, for we were soon in Miss Havisham's room.
"Are you ready to play?" she asked me. "Or would you rather work?"
I said I was quite willing to work, and she took up a stick and came and laid her hand on my shoulder.
"Take me into the room opposite," she said.
I entered the room she had pointed out. The windows were bricked up so that the daylight could not enter, but there were candles here and there, faintly lighting the room. It was a big room, and in the centre was a long table with a cloth spread on it, as if a feast had been in preparation when the house and the clocks all stopped together. A great centrepiece of some kind was in the middle of this cloth, so overhung with cobwebs that I could not make out what it was, but I could see spiders running home to it and others running out from it.
"This," said Miss Havisham, pointing at the table with her stick, "is where I shall be laid when I am dead. What do you think that is?"
Again pointing with her stick.
"That, where the cobwebs are."
"I can't guess what it is, Mum."
"It's a great cake. A bride cake. Mine."
She glared all round the room and then said, leaning upon my shoulder,
"Come, come, come. Walk me, walk me."
I made out from this that the work I had to do was to walk Miss Havisham round and round the room. Accordingly, I started at once, and away we went, round and round and round. After a while, she said,
"Call Estella."
When Estella came, she said, "Take Pip down to the garden, Estella. Give him something to eat, and let him wander and look about him while he eats. Go, Pip,